Log Talk Radio.
Holy, holy, holy.
All right. Woo, man. Had to get that together. Sorry about that, y'all, but we are back. Let me pause that music. All right, now we back. We had some technical difficulties. Always something going on, but we are back in the building. Took a little bit of work, but we are back, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there you go. All right, now we back. So, okay, look here. I had to make some changes. Man, that's crazy. Always, I'm like, what's really going on? We're going to figure it out, though. We're going to figure out what's causing all these extra issues we got going on around here. But it's all good. We're just blessed to be able to still do this thing. So you were telling us about this this thing you had here, this shimmying thing.
Well, yeah.
Explain this to the people, please. If it's something you can share. Is it?
You know, a shimmy is a stroll, it's a dance that us noobs do. When we at festivities.
Uh-huh.
And so last night, I'm 23 years in, y'all.
Uh-huh.
And so I brought out my 3-year in.
Mm-hmm.
Minus the 20. So I act like the Neo last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a Neo, when he first come in, he know how to twirl, he know how to stroll, he know how to shimmy, he does everything.
Okay.
And I think I was doing everything. I did it in honor of lose weight.
Uh-huh.
Because that was the last Founders Day that I have this sweetness on me.
Okay.
So sweetness was doing his thing last night.
Really? You like this word sweetness, though.
Sweetness was doing his thing,
uh-huh,
sugar was spreading all over the place.
Uh-huh.
Hey, anybody with diabetes, they really... really got sick last night.
Tanya said, call him delicious.
Delicious. Actually, it probably was.
I can't call another dude delicious.
Tanya, they probably was calling me delicious because I was ruling. I was moving, right? And every time I moved, that was some sugar just being spread all over the place.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hey, that was some ho-hos. There was some Twinkies.
So,
that was some slapsticks, Chico sticks.
So where were these festivities held?
Man, it was at a place.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind.
It was at a
place. All right, guess I should have asked that. I should have pre-screened that question.
Actually, no, let me say that. We was at the Renaissance, man.
Okay.
The old Jokes and Note. You know, they closed the Jokes and Note down.
I vaguely remember what that is. Yeah,
yeah, on 47th and King Drive.
Okay.
And so we was out there, man, and you know, your boy was out there just having fun, man. It was good to see so many bros in the house. And, you know, when you got years under your belt, man,
uh-huh,
I'm considered an old head.
Yeah, you're old head. You're 20 years in.
I'm an old head.
Yeah.
So, to get the respect and see the bro, see, and then about being a pastor.
Yeah.
They love to see that part. I was a life because.
They like to see if you can let your hair down.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
Can you take your robe off for a minute?
I didn't have communion, but, you know, hey, I was still getting down.
Oh, God.
The boy was getting down.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
If y'all would have seen me, hey, you know how you ever pretend to be skinny and you're really not?
You know what?
And I was, man, listen, I was wondering why I was bumping into so many people because I was thinking that I was a little smaller than what I really am. And because I was deceiving myself,
uh-huh,
I was having a lot of accidents.
Oh, okay.
I was bumping into
folks.
I was not bumping.
You didn't knock nobody off over, did you?
I probably did.
Oh, Lord.
I probably did.
Y'all pray for the pastor.
But you know, they was happy to see the pastor enjoying himself.
That's good.
Yeah.
23 years in.
23
Kappa,
years.
Kappa Alpha Psi.
To the day I die. Phi Nu Pi.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. So you know, like the bros of Omega Psi Phi Incorporated, you know, we have certain
rituals
that we do,
uh-huh,
and there are also certain ways that we stroll.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any of these new cats that's just doing something just that don't look nothing like what it's supposed to.
Yeah.
And then, and
you know,
do you have to do you try to correct them at all,
you know,
or no?
They lost. So, you know, to be honest, it's just like somebody who think they know the Bible.
Uh-huh.
And want you to come back and talk to you about the Bible.
Oh, but they
not listen to what you're saying about the Bible.
Right, right.
So that's them new cats. And so here, the good thing about Founders Day is they have certain certain places, locations.
Okay.
Some of the young guys, they don't like to come with the old heads. And believe it or not, the old heads carry a bigger crowd too, because you got all the other sororals and then other fraternities that come and celebrate with you.
Right.
When you get to a certain age, there's no more war. That I mean, you still say you got the best fright and all that, but it's not the childish stuff that we did back in the days.
Okay.
And so these young guys, they did something downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and Rashad, after we left, we was going to go downtown.
Mm-hmm.
But, bruh, I don't stand in lines.
Okay.
And it was cold outside. And the line was so long.
Oh, Lord.
And it was a lot of these new cats. So I could have went in and pulled rank, but
right.
I said, no, I'm not going to hurt the party, man.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, and it was time for me to go in anyway. So.
It was past your curfew?
It was definitely past my curfew. You know, I live alone, but it was past
your curfew.
My curfew.
My God.
Yeah.
Let me say hello to the people on Facebook Live that have jumped into the room. God bless y'all. Let me make sure I can get stuff ain't scrolling over here. What's going on? Okay, no, I don't want to delete nobody. All right, so let's see here. Harold Washington, God bless you. Sandra Anderson, bless you. Melissa LaFleur, Dana Miller, Patricia Hicks, Chavez Bell says, good afternoon and God bless you from Pastor Bell. All right, Chavez Bell. Where are you at, Chavez Bell? Well, what church are you at? Where's your church?
Okay.
We can give you a shout out. I'm not. You know who that is?
No.
I don't either. But God bless
Thank
you.
Thank God for joining us.
Thank you so much. Let us know where your church is.
Yeah.
Where you at? I mean, you know, are you local? Are you some? Are you in the country? Are you international? We never know. So let us know where you are. We'd be glad to give your church a shout out. Once again, that's Pastor Chavez Bell.
Yeah.
So yeah, the reason I asked you that, the last time I went to, I haven't been to a party. Thrown by Omega Psi Phi. Oh my God! Since 2000, I want to say six.
Okay.
Or five, and it was down on the Spirit of Chicago. That party used to have every year downtown on the Odyssey or Spirit of Chicago, depending on where they would switch up. And there was some bros down there that was stepping, and they would, you know, it's just like in the military. You know, when you salute, there's a certain way the hand goes. When you salute.
Yeah.
And it's just like when, you know, it's a certain way they'll tell you and then it's this or that or whatever.
Yeah.
They correct you if you salute wrong.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some bros were stepping and anybody who knows, y'all seen enough people playing and perpetrating the Omega Psi Phi look and everything like that. Well, you know, everybody knows that, you know, the hands go like this here. And there's no questions about it. You see the angle is perfect.
Yeah.
The hands go like this here. What is this?
Yeah.
This is what bros was
new age.
And some old cats, right? I remember sitting at the table. It was some cats that we talking 60 years in.
Oh, my God.
And they said, what is that? No, that's what they said to me. What's that?
Wow.
And they looked at me. I said, I don't know. He said,
wow.
Go get him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And hey, I respect my elders.
Yeah.
I said, which one he do? He said, go get him. And bring him here.
Yeah.
So he asked the brother, right?
Yeah.
And first of all, he was drunk.
Yeah.
Somewhat belligerent.
Yeah.
But he sat there though.
Yeah.
And he corrected himself and he apologized.
Yeah.
So then they said, now go back out there and make us proud.
And
he went back out there
and made them proud.
Yeah. The old man was 60. I believe he was 65, 70 years old, and got right back out there and hopped with him. Started hopping.
Man, it's funny. You said that last night. Rashad was with me.
Uh huh.
You know, Rashad is younger, and
I
seen one of the bros talking to him. And when you're young, man, you still when you greeting, you still doing the manner that we was taught.
Uh huh.
And Rashad, he don't know a lot from because he plays to Kent State.
Okay.
So he don't like know a lot of Chicago.
Gotcha.
And so,
gotcha.
Especially old heads.
Yes.
And so when he greeting them, he do it with respect, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes, you know, just relax. You know, don't make them come at you. You know, don't make the. You know, because I used to lick my chops.
And
for Neos. Oh, man. I used Listen, even right now.
With them extra questions.
Oh, even, you know, even right now, I still lick my chops. Like, I mean, 23 years in it, man. I like to have fun every now and then.
Right, right.
And so I walked away because I didn't want him to feel really nervous while the guy was talking. And I seen him talking, and the guy, he
was a little nervous.
He I'm not going to say he was nervous.
Okay.
He was at attention.
Got okay. Okay. So he was. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Sometimes we want to be political correct.
And, okay.
You know, when I was younger, man, I was still wild a little bit, and guys come to me and try to challenge me, man. I mean, you better come correct. You know, that's all. I love it, man, and I appreciate it. And it was good to see a lot of I've seen some Q's, some alphas, sigmas.
That's the one thing about the fraternity. Yeah. I don't care whose founders day it is. Yeah. Everybody shows up to celebrate the thing.
Yeah,
and that's good.
I appreciate that.
That's
man.
Good.
I didn't see no iotas though, but you know,
you probably.
I mean,
you ain't missing nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry.
I only know two of them in my life.
Really?
Two. I literally know two, and I used to work with them. That's how I know.
I'm trying to think. Do I know any?
And I made a mistake calling them banana splits. That brown and yellow, man, like, that just don't blend. It just don't look right.
Take you back to Catholic, school.
Oh, wow.
That was my Catholic school uniform.
Is that,
mustard, our Lady of Lords, it was mustard yellow, and I like to call it Dookie Brown.
Man, listen here. And they played that song last night, too. Dookie Brown.
Oh,
man.
No.
Hey, dude, I was in it.
No, you didn't. You went all the way in.
Hey,
didn't
hey
you?
People, I was in it.
You went all the way in.
Man, then they started playing house mute. Y'all know I'm a house head.
Oh,
that
God.
Boy was sweating so hard. And then I did look good. On Founders Day, you got to look good. And I had to sweat on, man. It's just, hey, man, the bras is like, man, Noop, you in the house.
Yeah, you had a new sweater for the occasion?
Ooh. You know, I got a once-a-year sweater, man.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're going to wear it on Founders Day.
Oh, my God.
I got
but
you.
It was popping.
I got you.
It was popping. But no, this year, thank God to Pastor Rose Harper, man, for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Rose set me out for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Man, she brought me a KH-size sweatsuit.
Oh, okay.
KH-size jacket and
okay.
sweater. Oh, man, if Jesus was there, he wouldn't want to wear that.
I'm done.
Man,
I'm done. I got nothing to do with
that. I think I would have seen Jesus shimmying in this sweater. Jesus would have came and shimmy. Jesus would have did some stuff that, watch out, people. Watch out.
I had to
move
get
out the way.
I fell out of the chair for a minute. He doing too much.
Hey.
I ain't got nothing to do with that, Lord.
Hey, listen here. That's my brother. Jesus would have came out with it, man, and shimmy to death, man. Man, bro, I'm excited.
Only reason I'm a doubt that was because the Bible says that he's the Alpha and the Omega. They say nothing about him being the capital.
But as long as he's the beginning and the end, that means he's in between.
Yeah, well, y'all somewhere in the middle.
Yes, sir. He's in between.
Y'all that middle child.
Hey.
You know what they do about middle kids, don't you?
Spoil them. Spoil them
what
to
it is?
Death.
Middle children have issues.
Spoil them to
kids have issues.
The baby is always spoiled.
Okay.
And the oldest is the hothead. And the middle needs special attention. And that's why we get spoiled.
Is that what
Thanks
it is?
Thanks for being in the middle.
Middle children have issues.
Moni in the middle. Moni in the middle.
Moni in the middle. No, he did not just go Moni in the middle.
Moni in the middle.
I'm
Man,
done.
Listen, bro, I was getting it in. Hey, have you ever got it in one night? And then you
He's
wake up.
He's talking about dancing, y'all.
I'm talking about dancing,
make
y'all.
Make sure we clear this up. Come on.
How you ever got it in that night and then wake up and you still dancing but don't hear no music?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bro, that's how I did it
this
morning.
Oh, really?
So bro, I woke up.
Well, we was wondering because, you know, normally you beat me here sometimes and you be sitting outside. And so I when I got here, you know, I was talking to Tanya. We was getting some stuff ready before the beginning of the show. And I said, have you heard from Park? She said no, and then she said, "I hope he didn't party too much."
No, so what I did, I still do my routine.
Okay,
I went over to Pastor Leon Miller's restaurant this morning.
You got a restaurant?
Yeah, they just opened up at the old Atlas on Chicago Avenue. It's right across the street from my barbershop, Chicago Avenue and Parkside.
What kind of is it? Soul food restaurant?
Breakfast soul food.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's just breakfast.
Breakfast and dinner.
Okay. Chicago Avenue and what?
And Parkside.
Okay. Okay.
So yesterday was the grand opening, and so I stopped by today to support it because he's one I call.
I got you,
Dad.
I got you.
And they need a little work. You know, and by being in the restaurant,
You can help them out a little bit.
You can help them out,
point out some
stuff. But they have to be open.
Yeah. Some people don't want to be. Some people, and again, I had to learn this the hard way. Some people, even though you're right, they have to be willing to want to receive your advice.
And then also, now I learned this as a patron.
Okay.
Even though you see something not right, mm-hmm. you don't always have to voice your opinion.
That's true.
Especially when you know it's early. And
yeah.
so, I mean, my food wasn't, it wasn't.
Okay.
But
gotcha.
I still support it and
yeah.
tipped and all.
Okay.
But you know what I learned today, man? I got a chance to sit down with some preachers.
Ah, okay.
And, bro, sometimes people don't like us because they don't know us.
Absolutely.
And I can't say his name because we're
right.
on the air, but I'm thankful
mm-hmm.
that we had a sit down today.
Okay.
Because it
cleared up some stuff.
A lot of stuff that
okay.
he was mad at me about.
Okay.
That I had nothing to do with.
That happens quite often.
And it started a domino effect
mm-hmm.
because other people began
mm-hmm.
to look at me like I was a cutthroat.
Oh, wow.
And it was about the church I'm at now.
Okay.
Truth of the matter, I had nothing to do with it.
Okay. Wow.
Nothing whatsoever.
Okay.
So when you get an opportunity to sit down and talk to
mm-hmm.
a guy or a person that have ill feelings towards you
mm-hmm.
and really see what it's all about, sometimes that 30-second conversation
mm-hmm.
can put closure
mm-hmm.
on more open wounds that you could ever imagine.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm not a kiss A type guy.
Right. A lot of times it's either miscommunication
yeah.
or poor communication.
Yeah, definitely.
And people when either one of those are in play, imaginations can run wild.
Yeah, definitely.
And people can start putting their own spin on things without
yeah.
ever actually coming to the source.
And sad part, the
yeah.
person you might have a problem with, and maybe this is gonna bless somebody.
Yeah.
You see this person often.
Yeah.
And you speak to this person.
Yeah.
But never bring up the matter.
Yeah.
So now you're being phony with this person.
Well, see, here's the deal. Is it being phony because you know they won't receive it well? Because, I mean, some people you know
won't receive it well.
And because their history shows when anytime anybody has brought anything to
gotcha.
Them that could be contrary to
gotcha.
Their thinking,
gotcha.
They are not going to receive it
gotcha.
Well. Because I have a situation like that right now.
Wow.
And I'm avoiding the conversation.
Okay.
Because I know I just in my spirit, man, I know it's going to go left.
Do you think about bringing a mediator?
I thought about that.
Because that's what the Bible says.
I thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
And even in that, because we've been in rooms together
okay.
with other people. And a matter of fact, it was brought to my attention. Somebody said to me, why do he talk to you that way?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that was just brought to my attention on Wednesday.
Wow.
So I noticed that this is how that person talks to you.
Wow. And
yeah.
when someone from the outside
yeah.
knows it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That's when there's
yeah. Yeah. So, but anyway, man, so that's good, man. I'm glad you had a good time, man. Again, happy belated Founders
yeah,
Day
man.
To
yeah.
the brothers of Kappa Alpha. Yeah.
Hey, I look like the Matrix, though. I look like I'm doing the Matrix because, you know, when you know, you get a little more sweetness on you.
Here we go.
You can't move the way that you used to can move.
Here we go.
And so
here we go.
When you used to be in good rhythm and move in a good pace.
Here we go.
Now it was like I was moving with support. You remember how we had algebra with support, English with support? I was dancing with support.
Wasn't that for the slow key?
Hey, so I was dancing. You hit it right on the head. You hit it right on the head.
I don't mean no harm.
I ain't trying to be funny.
Hey.
I remember.
Yeah.
I'll move on quick. I remember. I think it was my
junior year.
Yeah.
Or it was my sophomore year when I first transferred in Austin because I went to Providence St. Mel my freshman year.
And they gave you support class.
And my first no, they gave me a it was algebra, and it said I had two algebra classes. I had regular algebra, and then it said algebra with support. So I'm like,
oh man,
what's this?
Oh man.
And I'm like, and so then when I got so I went to the regular algebra class.
Yeah.
I'm good. I go to the regular algebra class was like second period, and then like fifth period was algebra with support.
With support.
So I'm already mad I got two algebra classes because
yeah.
that just wasn't feeling, I wasn't feeling that. I get over there, and I go in this classroom. I'm like, why are these folk in this classroom different from the people in my regular algebra class?
Oh, my God.
I'm looking. I'm like, okay, I keep waiting for some kid in the corner to be over there doing one of these numbers trying to catch
flies. Oh, my God. Hey, that's crazy, y'all. Hey. Hey, you, if you were seeing your boy,
you,
and I'm
dancing
honest,
with support.
Man, I was dancing with support. Hey, I don't know about y'all, but before you break out that move,
uh-huh,
when you really haven't done these moves in a long time,
you
got to start exercising right there in the club. I was exercising, y'all.
You were stretching.
Hey, I was doing like
shoulder
shrugs. Hey, I was knee bends and all that stuff.
Oh, God.
It was really crowded, so nobody really could tell what I was doing.
They thought you
was But before I made that move, I had to make sure these muscles was loose. Man, you know, you get you a good beat to a music, and you just start moving. People think you're dancing, but you're just moving, really. I was just moving, you know. They thought I was dancing, but I was just moving. I was moving in the grooving just like that. Hey.
Oh, God.
Hey, I felt like that Jane Fonda workout.
Man, look, that's funny. That's good. Okay, so we need. I want to talk about something. I'm only gonna give it a few minutes, and then I'm gonna let it go. But unfortunately, it has made national news.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you got to be under a rock unless you just don't watch the news.
Yeah.
In the city of Chicago, there's been a video that was posted on Facebook. Three teens and an adult torturing a young man with special needs. I'll just read you a little bit from the ABC7 website. This was updated. Let me just do a refresh here and see if there's anything new. Okay, updated 35 minutes ago. It says four people charged with committing a hate crime will face a judge today. They're accused of torturing an 18-year-old man with special needs and streaming it live on Facebook Live. The video has since been removed from Facebook. It says the disturbing video, which has been viewed by people across the country, has been removed from Facebook. Charged in this crime are 18-year-old Brittany Covington, 18-year-old Jordan Hill, 24-year-old Tanisha Covington, and 18-year-old Tess Faye. I'm assuming I'm tearing her name up, but at this point, it don't really matter what your name is. Tess Faye Cooper, 18 years old. It says the mentally challenged victim, who is from the northwest suburbs of Crystal Lake, was kidnapped, bound, and bloodied. The suspect sliced his scalp and taunted him. Police said his beating and torture went on for hours. It says police said they don't know the motive behind the apparent torture of suspects' decision to stream it. At one point, the teens who are black told the victim, who is white, to say he loves black people. The suspect also made a string of profane statements about President-elect Donald Trump. At one point, the suspect is heard yelling to the victim to say, F Trump, F Trump, say F Trump. The fact that they tied him up, the obvious racial quotes, and they posted live on Facebook, taking the toll totality of the circumstances, the state's attorney agreed with us, Area North CPD Commander Kevin Duffin. Police said it all started when the victim was dropped off by his parents at a McDonald's near northwest suburban Streamwood on December 31st for what they thought would be a New Year's Eve sleepover at a friend's house. The friend is one of the suspects. On Tuesday, an officer spotted the bloodied and ill-clothed victim walking around in 3400 block of West Lexington in Holman Square.
Wow.
Wow. On the west side after he managed to escape. Yeah.
Terrible. It's a disgrace, number one, and I'm not even talking about the Facebook Live issue yet.
Period. Yeah.
But it's a disgrace how this generation is doing things, and they're so disrespectful. They don't have a heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regardless of what took place, because we don't know the full details.
I want to add something too once you're done. Yeah. So yeah,
we don't know the full details to get the response, and to make them do what they did. But I'm tired.
Yes.
I'm tired, man. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of this city of Chicago. If it's not killing, it's doing stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is one of the most stupidest acts as kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it, they doing things thinking they're going to get away with it. Now your whole future is messed up.
Yeah.
Over because you're trying to get a name for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then this bullying.
Yeah.
I'm tired of people, kids getting bullied. I never seen it in my life the way it is. Go ahead, man.
Well, here is something that was added to the conversation. He is from Streamwood. And so allegedly he was coming to Chicago
For
a sleepover.
Right.
with his friends on the west side of Chicago.
West side.
And he's from Streamwood.
But the parents.
The parents dropped him off.
Yeah.
At a McDonald's. Where they dropped, what McDonald's dropped him off at? He dropped at a McDonald's. I'm sorry. He was dropped off by his parents.
At the house.
At a McDonald's near Northwest Suburban Streamwood.
Oh.
How did he end up on the 3400 block of West Lexington Avenue? Now. Let me say this. I have no there's been no actual documentation on this, so this is just my opinion, and that's it. And this is the opinion that's been shared with others and stuff like that. Anytime I've seen teenagers of the Caucasian persuasion
mm-hmm.
come from the northwest suburbs
mm-hmm.
and hang out on the west side of Chicago.
Drugs.
Thank you. It's been drug related.
Yeah.
There's always been some level of drug. Now, again, we don't know this to be the case,
mm-hmm.
but and here's the issue. We might not never know, because if that was the case, they can't admit to that, because then they'll be also charged with something else.
Right.
But 9 times out of 10, whoever you are, if you are into buying drugs and you smoke up some stuff and then you turn around and ain't got the money for said stuff that you done smoked up, there's a problem.
I got to go back to this, too.
Come on.
The parents knew he was mentally challenged.
And when we say mentally challenged, see, we need to be really, really careful, because we think mentally challenged, we think completely unable to take care of himself.
Right.
But the fact that they dropped him off at a McDonald's.
At a McDonald's.
To wait for someone lets me know that he has some, he ain't.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And truth of the matter.
He's not an invalid.
He might not be as bad.
That's what I'm saying.
As they said.
And if I saw bits and pieces of the video before it was completely removed. The person speaking was not slurring their words. His wasn't inaudible. You could understand.
How old was
clearly.
He?
He's 18.
And said,
I believe he's 18.
By
let
him
check,
being 18, his parents really don't have no.
I believe he was 18. I'm gonna check.
Okay.
See what this is. Go ahead.
Now I don't understand.
Yeah, 18. Now, he's 18.
What's the connection?
Mm-hmm.
They're friends. Well, how are they friends?
And he's friends with one of the other 18-year-olds.
Okay. Caucasian, so, African American.
He's friends with one of these four.
But it was one of the girls.
Okay.
It was one of the girls.
Okay.
Which I heard that.
Okay. Okay.
Now, from what I heard, a storyline that
mm-hmm.
the parents knew each other as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
The parents of these of one of these kids.
Yeah. The house he was going over.
The house he was going over, they picked him up at McDonald's.
Right. But the parents, his mom.
Knew the person of the house he was going over.
Exactly.
See, I don't believe this was the house that he was planning to go over, the one he was at getting tortured.
I believe she took him
to McDonald's.
No, not the parent.
The person he was going to meet,
took him to their house.
To get whatever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then,
which was already plotted.
Gotcha.
Okay. It was plotted.
Okay.
I mean, some things you got to – now, sorry, y'all. Sometimes you got to think like a drug dealer. Sometimes you got to think like a thug.
Hey.
And so this is not Pastor Parks talking.
Some don't add up.
This is Big Lord talking. This porn talking.
No, you didn't.
And
no, you didn't.
In a situation like this,
uh-huh.
This was plotted.
Okay.
They had a plan.
Yes.
But a plan that could have been well executed if they would have kept the social media out of the business. I'm being real. And so because they want a name for themselves.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they want everybody in the world to see the foolishness that they are doing.
Yeah.
They want to put they have to put it out there on social media.
Yeah.
And so people,
mm-hmm.
everything don't need to go on social media. Now I'm not saying that they was right for
to
doing
do
what
they
did. No.
Right.
But because of their ignorance
mm-hmm.
to want to mm-hmm. people to see
mm-hmm.
or consider them as a notch under their belt
yeah.
or to consider that they tough.
Tough guys, right.
Yeah. Bullies. They went and now they suffer. Now they're behind bars.
Yeah, because they're looking like bullies.
Yeah.
And it could be, and again, not justifying it,
Uh-huh.
It could be that it was the issue of now you short on your money. This is what we do to folk who short on their money.
It could be. And crazy part, for you that never been in jail.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It sound crazy.
Yeah.
But there's many criminals behind bars.
Yeah.
But it's certain things
mm-hmm.
that you do on the street
mm-hmm.
and you come and get locked up for, they're going to make you pay for it.
Yeah, if that's found out to be the case.
They're going to
have to pay for it anyway.
They're going
to
make you pay.
And the bad part about it is they're all going to be charged as adults because
they're
18 years old. 3 18-year-olds and a 24-year-old.
So now, listen, they got felonies. They got these backgrounds now, which going to hold them back from doing it. And this Now, they're trying to decide if this is going to be considered a hate crime.
Yeah, they're being charged with a hate crime. They're already charged
with a hate
crime. Yeah, they're
now,
charged
hate crime
with a hate crime.
That's federal. Yeah, that's federal.
That's automatically federal. Automatically federal time.
Now here.
Lives are over.
You know, I said this
lives
before.
Over.
I don't know what's in the water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what these young kids are doing in this generation.
Mm-hmm.
But this generation has no morals, no values. They have no respect
mm-hmm.
for anyone. And truth of the matter, I don't care how well
mm-hmm.
you are raising your kid in this millennium, whatever you're going to call it. I don't care how well you are raising them. They still are subjected to fall short. They still going to stray away and do whatever they want to do. I'm serious. I've seen some of the greatest kids out here giving their parents hell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about kids who was born with a silver spoon in their mouth
mm-hmm.
giving their parents hell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they give them everything that they desire. They take them every place they desire. They got all the money in the world, and they still acting like a hoodlum out here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm serious. It really don't matter. Listen, we got to pray for these kids, man. You know, the state already told us we can't put our hands on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember grandma, go get that switch, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I still have flashbacks. Oh, stop. Oh, don't do that. I still have flashbacks on when grandma used to make me go get that switch.
Mm-hmm.
And when I didn't get a good one, she kept that one and got one herself and whipped me with both of them.
Wow.
You know, I remember getting whipped in with a extension cord and then getting in the bathtub. I remember. So I'm just keeping it real.
That's abuse.
It's abuse. But can I be honest? It didn't keep me from being bad.
Right. You're going to do what you're going to do.
You're going to do
that's
what
true.
You want to do.
Yeah, that's
what
true.
Make people, kids come back is the prayers from their parents.
Yes.
It's the prayers from the people that they're their guardianship.
Yeah.
You know, it's only so much you're able to do.
Yeah.
We need to nail these kids to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Give them back to the Creator.
Mm.
Listen, God gave us ownership of them, but now it's time for us to tell, Lord,
mm-hmm.
you gave me ownership. I'm trying my best to do this. I need you to come and do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's take God at His word.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. These kids are messed up. You can't even go into a restaurant now without being disrespected by kids.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's really a lack of training at home. And you only do that from, you know, and let me say that, because sometimes not even a lack of training at home. This is one of the things that I've noticed. I grew up on the west side of Chicago, in K-Town, on the 4300 block of Wilcox.
And I grew up
with people who had both parents in the house, people who had single parents in the house. And I'll never forget, there was a couple of kids who lived across the street from me.
Uh-huh.
They never got to, their older brother and sister always had mess going on. They always had fights going on. The brother was a drug dealer. The sister was always into some mess, getting out of every other dude car who pulled up to the house. So these other two kids, she sheltered completely.
Wow.
So they were only allowed to play on the balcony.
Mm.
Never got a chance to come outside. So she did. So she went to the extreme on them, because the first two she let run the street.
Wow.
The second two she locked them up completely.
Wow.
How about the second two turned out worse than the first two?
Because they just
because the minute they got outside and started coming into contact with people, they had no street knowledge.
Yeah.
So these children were easily fooled and easily corrupted by the street because they had no street knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing has happened with kids today. I'm all for. I think homeschooling is wonderful,
uh-huh.
but at some point, Your children need to know how to interact with other kids.
They do.
They need to know how to deal with other people. They need to know what it's like to be around other children for 3, 4, 5 hours out of the day and not just you. Because the way you teach, if we be honest, the way you teach, the way you handle things is not reality. How you do stuff in the house is not reality. It's one of my favorite shows. I'm trying to catch up with it now. It's called Suits.
Gotcha.
On the USA channel. It's called Suits. And the preface of the show is there's a it's this law firm, and one of the stars of the show is a kid who has a photographic memory. But he was not allowed to go to law school because he lied.
Mm-hmm.
So he got kicked out of school. But yet the law firm hired him, and he's posing as a lawyer, and he works at the law firm.
Wow.
So they're trying to keep his secret. One of the things – he supposedly went to Harvard. One of the issues was that they said was the issue that they had with the teachers from Harvard where they were arguing. He says, here is the issue. He says, it's not that what you're teaching is incorrect. You just have no concept of the real world.
Wow.
He says, you need to make that law apply to real world.
Wow.
Let me show you how this works in the real world.
Wow.
We have to stop teaching our kids stuff that does not work in the real world.
Wow.
This stuff, mommy and daddy – you know, I was watching something. One of the things, I don't mean to sound so harsh. We really need to stop saying this to our kids. You can do anything you want to do. You can accomplish anything you want to. I just don't believe, and I don't mean to sound harsh, but if your kid is 5'7",
yeah,
stop telling your kid he gonna go to the NBA.
Wow.
I don't know.
Well, Muggsy Bogues.
He could have the great. Yes. But who else? That's
know,
one in
right.
a. How many years the NBA been around?
Right.
70, whatever?
Right.
That's one in. Right.
But you're just hating on me.
What do you mean? I'm not. But
I'm
right.
being double
that's advocate. What you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's not. Now, I'm not saying don't try.
Right.
But what I'm saying is you need a plan B and a plan C.
No, see, what I'm doing, I'm being double advocate.
I get it.
What happens when you come with statements like that?
Yeah.
They always got a backup.
You trying to crush my dream.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You just mad because you can't play like I can. See, I got a testimony, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I should have been in the league. I should have done all the things that I wanted to do in regard to football in this real life.
Okay.
Man, I was one of the greats. Godmother by the name of Sharice Carr.
Okay.
Homer's brother, Rashad Mama.
Okay. Okay.
And she wouldn't let me leave my junior year. When Washington Redskins wanted to sign me up.
Oh, wow.
She wouldn't let me leave because she was on education. Education is important. And then, look, I injured myself,
mm-hmm.
started failing physicals, and so I wasn't able to sign that big lucrative contract.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to do practice squad, but
mm-hmm.
I wasn't able to be on the field with the greats knowing that I was great because I've had disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
What happens, we see stuff in a different perspective in our own dreams. See, there's a difference between a dream, vision, and idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we confuse ourselves with. And sometimes we got to go back to the intent of knowing God's intent for our lives. And sorry to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Our struggles in our households
mm-hmm.
is our parents don't even know their intent.
Wow.
And their purpose.
Wow.
So if the parents don't know it.
Yeah.
The kid's not gonna know it.
It's hard for me to point you into your focus, or hard for me to understand what your purpose is.
Yes.
When I'm still trying to figure out what mine is.
Just because.
Yeah.
Let me keep it real with you guys.
Come on.
Let me say this.
That's good.
Just because you're making six figures.
Yeah.
Don't mean that you're living in your purpose.
Yeah.
Just because you have a good 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Does not suggest you're living in your purpose.
Yeah.
There's more to you just working a job.
Yeah.
There's more for you just raising a family.
Yeah.
And we limit ourselves
mm-hmm.
because we are content and
mm-hmm.
comfortable
yeah.
with what we already got
yeah.
coming in.
And I want to be clear about this. I'm not saying parents not to allow your kids to play sports or whatever. That's not what I'm saying.
Exactly.
But what I'm saying is that the reality is
statistically
it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
For somebody, yes, and I was just told by who's. Let me go back and look at the comment. Let me say, Yolanda King said Spud Webb. She reminded me about Spud
okay,
Webb.
Spud, Muggsy,
okay, so Spud and Muggsy, yeah, and this new little kid that's in the league now, Isaiah Thomas. He real
yeah,
short
he's
too.
He's real short, yeah.
But that's
yeah.
three.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of
yeah,
yeah. The, but, that's less than 0.5%.
And if you look, and then you know, honestly, I'm not speaking ill.
No.
Or trying to release discouragement.
Yeah, no,
because
absolutely
Scripture
not.
Does tell us we can do all things.
Yes, absolutely.
Through Christ that strengthens.
Absolutely.
However,
through Christ, right.
Yeah, through Christ.
Right.
However, make sure your goals are measurable.
Yes.
And
yes.
If they're not measurable.
Yeah.
And see here, even as a 42-year-old man,
mm-hmm.
I still got to go back and look at some things that I said that I want to accomplish when I was 20,
yeah.
And I'm 42 right now.
Yeah.
And truth of the matter, my brother, I have not even got to that point.
Okay.
Of some of the stuff that I say I want to accomplish.
Yeah.
And I'm still at trial and error at age 42.
But at least there is a goal in mind.
Oh, definitely.
See that? But
definitely.
You have to have a goal in mind, and then a goal, reaching a goal requires strategy.
Man. Oh, you hit it so hard.
It requires strategy.
Yeah,
you can't say I want to. You know, you can't say I want to retire at 50 and
right.
have no plan.
And no plan.
And then
don't even have an income.
And then 50 come and you like, so if I'm 50,
everybody, in order to retire at an early right. age, you got to have multiple streams of income.
Yes.
Rashad said, me and Rashad were talking last night.
And you need to protect them. Let me.
There you go.
Go ahead.
There you go. Rashad and I was talking yesterday,
uh-huh.
and he said, man, bro, it's something I've been wanting to ask you for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, with all the barriers you had in your life, all
mm-hmm.
the obstacles you had to go through,
mm-hmm.
how did you manage to be able to see the world?
Mm.
And here it is, a young guy that watched me growing up. I mean, he's seen the struggles I had,
mm-hmm.
even playing football. Even my first football college jacket, I put his name on it. This
mm-hmm.
is my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me the question, how were you able to still see the world? And I told him two answers,
mm-hmm.
through trial and error.
Wow, that's good.
You know,
that's good.
Honest to God, where I'm at today is because of trial and error.
That's
I'm
good.
Not here because I'm perfect.
Yeah.
I'm not here because I got it all together.
Yeah.
But I made a lot of trials and error in my life that made me say, ouch, so much.
Yeah.
That even where I'm at in my present life,
yeah.
bro, there are some things in my present life
yeah.
that I'm denying myself from
yeah.
that I know would take me back to when I was 20.
Well, you can't do anything. Nothing is accomplished without trial in error.
I know that's right.
Unless your name is Jesus
Talk.
Christ.
Talk.
Nothing is accomplished without trial and error.
Yeah.
So I don't care what it is you could be the next great inventor, you could be the next
Talk
great,
about
you
it,
could
man.
Create the next great best phone app.
Talk about it.
These things come with trial and error. They didn't just come overnight. Even look at the discovery of the telephone.
Yeah.
It was done
yeah.
in error.
An error.
It was done in error. You read the story of Alexander Graham Bell. It was a mistake that caused him to be able to figure out how to get the line together so the person in the other room could hear
yeah.
him talking. It was an error. Benjamin Franklin,
yeah.
when he electricity, he's
yeah.
flying a kite and like, oh my God, I done got the hell
yeah.
shocked out of me.
Yeah.
yeah, it was he trying to figure out how stuff
yeah.
works.
That's true.
The Wright brothers, when they figured
airplane.
Out the airplane,
Talk.
How many times did they crash that thing before
Talk
they
about
figured
it
out? And watch this. They had to put their lives on the line. Because if you read the story of the Wright brothers, while one was driving the plane, the other one laid on the wing
yeah.
to balance it out, to figure
yeah.
out what was necessary
exactly.
for this thing to take
exactly.
flight. So there's a lot of trial and error in anything. How many spaceships blew up before we got to the moon?
That's true.
How many, you know, there's this movie out, what is it, Hidden Figures, that
uh-huh.
they're going to walk through the process, and it's going to show us all the math that it took and all the errors that it took. First, they had to figure out how to get the thing to orbit the Earth before they could even figure out the part about
yeah.
landing on the moon.
Yeah.
And then watch this. Even that, we never went back. We never. Well, at least not that we know of.
Exactly.
But, you know, because according to the Transformers movie, we went back.
Right. But you know what they concept?
But I'm just saying. But it's trial and error.
And I like what they.
That's what scientists. That's what's called experimenting.
And if you look at their quotes.
Yeah.
They don't look at they failed.
No.
They look at they took them a thousand ways to do
yeah,
this. Or
absolutely.
You know, and a lot of times we use the terminology we failed.
Yeah.
We wasn't successful.
No.
Anytime you create something new
yeah.
that's been successful.
Yeah.
Now, it might not be operative, but it'd be to the place that you created something
mm-hmm.
that – nobody, no matter what happened,
mm-hmm.
this is your baby.
Mm-hmm.
This is your invention.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, even when I was growing up, our parents didn't instill a lot of life skills
uh-huh.
that we need to survive. They didn't invent, you know, right now, this generation, an average parent, and I'm not talking about a kid, but an average parent go to somebody to help them to do a resume.
Okay.
Average parent.
Yeah.
I'm now a person who's been working all their life don't know how to create a resume.
Yeah. That's true.
They go out to outsource.
That's true.
Can you make my resume better?
That's true.
Now, how can that kid ask their parent for help when they don't know how to do it themselves?
And again, I know people say, well, how'd y'all get on this? Is this because we were talking about these four young folk whose lives are forever changed. Five, I should say, because the guy who's the victim.
Yeah.
Their lives are forever changed.
Forever.
But again, it comes back to the upbringing. It comes back to the nurturing. And then here's the other difference, too. The street nurturing is different.
Oh, man.
Because, like you said, you hung out.
I sure did.
You know what? I didn't hang out, but I had a lot of friends who prevented me from hanging out.
That's why. Good. That's good.
That's why.
That's good.
The ones that were doing the hanging wouldn't let me.
That's good.
As much as I wanted to be in that crowd.
They said, no, this is not for you.
They say, no, bro.
This is not for you.
You go to school.
Right.
You
make us proud.
You go do something else because this ain't.
You make us proud.
Right. So it is. But. The street used to, at least, even if you were in the game, they still nurtured you.
Oh, definitely.
Now it ain't even about, they don't have no care about you. There's no love in this anymore. I don't care. It's like, you know what? Oh, so-and-so died. You know, we're going to throw a funeral.
We're going
to drop some flowers. We're going to all put his face on a T-shirt. And once he gone, he gone.
Man, you remember, see, back when I grew up, even though we was in a game, the older guys made us go to school.
Yep.
Our parents didn't have to make us go to school.
Yeah.
Because the older guys seeing you on the streets when you're supposed to be in school, they're going to give it to you.
Yeah.
They're going to give you a violation.
Oh, yeah. It was a different kind of respect.
Yeah.
You know, for one, you wasn't going to do stuff in front of your parents were never disrespected.
Oh, my God.
And you know why? Because they never had to be because they never did the dirt in front of your parents.
Man.
That stuff was never done. Matter of fact, your mom could be getting out the car with grocery bags, and whoever's standing out there going to help her to the front porch.
Going to help her.
They're going to help her to the front. You need some help, Ms. King?
That's right.
You need some help with that?
That's right.
Can we help you with this? You know,
man.
They're out there sweeping. If they're standing out there, if they're standing out in front of your house here, can you sweep while you out here?
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, you're saying something. I was just having a conversation with somebody. I never seen so many people curse in front of their mama nowadays.
Yeah. Now, see that?
I'm serious.
And this ain't gangbanging we talking about either. This ain't dope dealers.
I'm
talking about regular folk.
Regular folk.
They let out a couple of F-bombs in a minute.
Man, I remember maybe 10 years ago, maybe 13, I made a mistake and said, damn. The whole city of Chicago knew I said damn in front of my mama. I'm serious. My sister, saved, sanctified, healed. Curse in front of my mom, and I just sit back looking like, where is the respect?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, y'all. It's just certain things.
Yeah.
When I talk to my mama, grandmother, and them, it's still yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
It's still no, ma'am.
Yeah.
But it's not what you want.
Yeah.
It's
I
not, I'll
never,
be there in a minute. I can't get with that.
You know, I joke and I play with my mom, and I think the only word I can get away with saying around my mama is hell. That's the only one I get. Because anything else, just to be saying it. Now, if I'm angry and something comes out, you know, she'll look at me crazy. But some folk have no, and I don't know if it's a lack of respect or if it's just something that has been allowed to happen.
It's
what you allow to happen. When you allow that language around your when your kids are, because I see it all the time. I even here at the church, I see some folks. I've heard some stories about some kids saying stuff to some folks back to their parents. I've seen conversations of kids like raising up and swelling up their chest, and I get offended for the parent, even if the parent ain't, because I'm gonna tell this and we're gonna move on. My mother. I don't go to the store with my mother anymore. I used to, you know, every now and then I'd drive mama to the store. We would be in the store. I remember last time I was in the mall with my mother. I believe we were in Carson's.
Yeah.
Out in Yorktown. We were in Carson's in Yorktown, and this little boy was yelling at his grandmother in the store. And he kept saying, "You ain't my mom."
Wow.
And she was like, well, "Would you please stop? Would you please?" She kept saying, "Would you please?" First of all, yeah, that's the grandmother. Would you please stop? Now, mind you, they were of another
okay.
You know, persuasion.
So my mother was sitting there. So this is what my mother did to me. Y'all, those of you watching on Facebook Live and Ustream, y'all just got to believe the story. You got to follow the story if y'all just listen on the radio. I'm sitting there watching this go on. And that was the thing. I'm sitting watching go on. And all of a sudden, I see this. And my mom do this to me.
I wish that was you.
Woo!
She snatched me.
Hey. Get out.
Wait. She snatched me. And
oh, my God.
Wait, I said, what I do?
Whoa.
Mind you, I'm about 30.
Hey.
I said, what I do? So then we sitting there. So now I know she's paying too much attention. I'm saying to myself, okay, we in Yorktown. This Lombard. My mama finna go to jail in Lombard because she finna go say something to this white lady and this child. My mama walked right up to that little boy.
Wow.
Walked right up to him. She said, let me tell you something right now.
Wow.
She said, yell at your grandmama one more time while
wow.
I'm standing here. And he looked. She said, yell one more time.
Wow.
While I'm standing here. And the grandmother looked, and he looked, and he looked at her, and he started crying. And the grandmama tell my mom, she said, thank you so much.
Wow.
She said, thank you.
Hey, that's true. You just
And then you can go ahead. My mama said, send it to me for a week.
Oh, hey, you just by you tell that story. Hey, y'all. Hey, listen. Hey, family. I had an auntie. Her and her son, they was in the Kmart.
Oh,
I don't
Lord.
Know what it was about Kmart.
Uh-huh.
And a Caucasian kid
mm-hmm.
was really getting on his mama's last nerve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was doing everything under the sun. My auntie looked at her son and started beating her son.
But what was going on the
I
side?
Wish you would. When they told us this story, I thought she was lying.
No.
Man, my auntie would start beating my little cousin. For what the little boy was doing to his mama.
Right.
And she kept saying, I wish you would do me like this in public.
Yeah.
And he looking like, but mama, what did I do? And so we got this thing with the cousins.
Yeah.
But mama, what did I do?
Yeah. I mean,
man,
it's
crazy.
But you don't have that anymore. And it's unfortunate because, and I know why so many of the laws kind of put restrictions on parents.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest, like what you just said about the extension cord.
Yeah.
You know, I understand parents used extension cords, but that's a little bit much.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but now, did you not have a belt? But the problem is, that happened. It helped some.
Yeah.
It probably hurt others.
Yeah.
But then you had parents who were just abusive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
your kids spill milk in the morning during breakfast time is not a reason for you to beat them.
And that's true.
I know some kids. I grew up with them. If you spilled your milk while you were eating your breakfast, or you dropped something on the floor, you were getting a whooping.
Yeah.
And I see that you damage children that way.
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
He whooped his kid with a switch.
I don't know what did the kid do. I forgot what he did.
But it
was something simple.
Yeah, but he deserved to be whooped with a switch.
It was.
But
he almost lost his career.
Almost lost his career.
Yeah, he lost the whole season.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
He did. And so when we see stuff like that, and no one's exempt,
mm-hmm.
we look at it in a matter that if it works for the rich, it's got to work for the poor as well. You know, I don't know what we need to do to get our voice back. Tanya said
she got whooped with a stitcher cord too.
I know that's right. The scripture said,
I ain't getting no stitcher cord beat down.
Spoil the child.
Train the child.
Spoil the child.
Yeah.
And you know, I just believe putting your hands on kids works sometimes. Now, honestly, I can't touch my girls.
See that?
I can't, that's
discriminatory.
No, I let their mom do it.
Okay.
I let mama do it.
Okay.
Because I know what I do to a boy, a man.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's just in my nature. I am that beast. I promise you. I always been the fighting type, and I just can't see it. But mama get them.
Mm-hmm.
Get them. For real. I mean, like, when I leave here, I got to go have a talk with Charisma.
Okay.
You know, and we're going to have a good one.
Okay.
Sometimes all you got to do is give a look.
Yeah. And you're right. Sometimes I got to read some of these comments. Y'all is a mess. Dana Miller said, yes, sir, I agree with your mother. I still do that now today. Dana Miller said, I whoop other people's kids, too. I can't stand disrespectful kids. Miss Natasha Gates, God bless you. She said, I tear a kid up in a hurry. I mean, you know what? For us.
Bernie Mackham.
Hey. I am
one from the Bernie Mac school.
Bernie Mac.
Look, Bernie Mac said, hit him in the throat of the stomach. Real quick. Yeah. Hey, because, see, I ain't got all day to be trying to, because
yeah.
I got a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
And the last time me and him got into it, I think he was about 18.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he had a little height on him because he came up to about to where my nose was.
Yeah.
When we first started, you know, talking, he was down about my chin.
Yeah.
But now he about – and, you know, we had a conversation. And so I told him, I said, look, man, you too old for this me going to get the belt out the closet.
Yeah.
Man up.
I got to say it for mine. You don't have asthma, let's not start getting it. Let's not start for you to get it because I hit you so hard in your chest,
man,
that you're gonna need a pump daily.
I believe I am one, you know, because it's like I don't want to bruise you up,
right?
I don't want you to, you know, you might be a model one day, and an ill placed belt in the wrong place could scar you up,
but
and
you'll be
I ain't trying. But look here, a quick shot to the throat,
hey, you'll be pumping that asthma.
Hey, because see, watch this. Why they talking all that smack? And you hit him in the throat real quick, just boom, like that,
man.
That whole breath conversation.
Hey. Yeah.
And they looking like
they can't even cry. You're
right.
Like,
they can't do nothing. You just take their breath away. That's
take
all.
Their breath. Hey, listen,
that's
here.
That's it. Just real quick.
I ain't trying to be, man, listen here. Hey, I look at my kids.
Somebody going to say they talking about abusing kids on the radio.
Hey, listen here. I look at them. I got a look
mm-hmm.
that lets you know what the right hand is saying. I'm serious.
And you don't mean the right hand of fellowship.
I don't mean the right hand. One thing we're going to do, we're going to touch and agree. You know, I don't like disrespectful kids.
Tanya said move on before we get ourselves in trouble.
Okay.
I'm done. Let's go. Anyway, y'all, hey, so again, we're going to keep these the victim in our prayers from that video, and as well as the three kids and the three 18-year-olds and the 24-year-old. We just want to keep that this whole situation in prayer.
Yeah.
Last thing, one little bit more about this Kim Burrell situation.
Okay.
So you know her radio show got canceled.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see that happening.
Yeah. So they canceled her. She lost her radio show, and then I think she had a local TV show in whatever town, all of that stuff got canceled.
Wow.
And I was listening to a Facebook Think Video Live this morning from one of the people I follow, and the young lady was saying she's not going to buy another gospel album. That's what she titled the Facebook post. I will not buy another gospel album. So of course I clicked on it. I'm like, okay, what she want to talk about? And she said the reason why, she said, because where are the gospel artists standing up for Kim Burrell? And I listened for about 10 minutes, and then I shut it off, and I put this one comment. I said it's hard to defend something that you condone privately.
And honestly, I found disheartening
mm-hmm.
about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a couple of groups, and I've seen some pastors that comments on it.
Yep.
And you know, they. A lot of them using the term, it could have been tactful.
Yeah.
It could have been presented in love.
Right.
But I'm being honest with you. You made a statement about the woman at the well,
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus cut and dry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some things
mm-hmm.
we as people
mm-hmm.
Make it more major than what it really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe it was more Christians making this more.
Yeah.
Bigger
yeah.
than what it really is.
Yeah.
We need to stop spreading some of this gossip
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and do more spreading the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
We spread too much juiciness.
Mm.
And when you spread juice, it start falling in every area in the believer's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hurting us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't understand. Just because it sounds good, the problem is we put more Christians on blast than we put the enemy on blast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now she's out here by herself. And truth of the matter, where are the mega?
Where is anybody?
But you're
saying the mega pastors. But where is anybody?
The mega pastors is because those are the ones that all of our people following.
They're the ones that always have her at their church singing.
Bottom line, she made the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who's standing up for her?
Yeah.
Who
is that person standing up for her to be a support beam for her? Now, this woman in the sports world, we call it endorsement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's losing. Mm-hmm. And, but one thing I know about God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tables always turn.
Yeah.
The Lord give it and the Lord take it away.
Mm-hmm.
And if everything that she's doing, because of what she a statement she made, is being taken away, God is going to give her double for her trouble. And so I said this to Kim Burrell. I'm serious to anybody that's going through any type of controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stop trying to argue, fight, debate about a circumstance that you have said or done. There's nothing you can do in this world to get it back. Three things in life: words, time, and opportunities.
Yeah.
You won't be able to get it back.
Real quick, it says she lost her Texas Southern University is ending Kim Burrell's radio show called Bridging the Gap because of the comments. And then the Houston Chronicle also reported that Burrell's television show, Keep It Moving with Kim Burrell, is on CW, is no longer listed on that station's log. The show just started in September of last year.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to say this and I'm going to move on.
Oprah, where you at?
I'm going to say this. And I'm
gonna, Tyler, where you at?
No. Well, now, again, you naming people that openly support the homosexual
my
lifestyle.
Point, but
so they ain't coming out to help
my
us.
My point.
I just want to say this real quick. I just clicked on this article, right? And this article is on the LGBTQNation.com that I'm reading where she lost this stuff at.
Mm.
Now, you know what Kim Burrell looked like today, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see this picture they got today.
Uh-huh. They got the worst picture of her.
They put the worst possible picture of her. Kim Burrell was overweight for a long time.
A long time.
She has lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
She has changed her body type.
Yeah.
She's done a lot. This picture that they have of her, now you want to talk about disrespectful?
Yeah.
But you know why they did it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's funny to them.
Uh-huh.
But if you say something, then you hate what you call this picture. Because all the pictures that you have, you could have easily grabbed the picture from anywhere else. Could have got an album cover picture. You could have done anything. You go and find one of the most distasteful pictures you can find to quote unquote highlight her in your mess. I'm going to move on. We're going to take a quick break, y'all. When we get done after this commercial break, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. It's going to be good. Seven keys to starting in a new ministry.
Oh, we got
to
talk about something else before we go, too.
What's that?
The fast.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll talk about that at the end.
Okay.
We'll talk about that at the end. The fast. Yeah, we're going to talk about that at the end. Yeah, we will. We'll make sure we'll get at about a good 7 minutes.
Good.
Won't take long. We're going to take a quick break, y'all. When we come back, we're going to jump right into. She said no. We're going to. Why am I being told no? Okay. Wait. Like, okay, let me follow directions. What?
She want to talk
Look,
about
she
the
can't type enough. Fast enough. I know she typing hard. I could just hear it. All
I hear the keyboard.
Oh God! What the fast? Okay, so we go. I can't say that part.
Said this is serious for you.
No, that's what that is for me. Okay,
yeah.
Oh, that's what that stands for. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll find out what's going on the sideline. I'll find out. I'll give her a chance to type. We're going to take a break. When we come back, y'all stay blessed, man. We're going to get into a little bit more conversation. Y'all stay blessed, man. TTLO. We'll be right back. It's Praise Break Friday, y'all. Get you some. We'll be right back.
Manifestation of something else to have. What you're working with? Tap your neighbor and say, what you're working with? Tell him I can't wait for tomorrow. Because he's been too good. Hey, Shundo. You better praise him in the house. We'll be right back.
just gonna think you crazy in a minute. Now, has God really been that good to you? Has he really been that good to you? One more time, so that you can let the enemy know that you still got the victory. One, two, three, God! Come on and praise him. Hey! I will!
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. I had to get beat up, y'all, during the commercial break by my producer. Okay. All right. So anyway, look, y'all, we got this fast coming up, right? People. we got this fast coming up. Y'all know all about it. We've been talking about it for a while. We're joining in with Lifeline Church. Make sure I say that right. I was going to tie that up, too. We're joining in with Lifeline Church to help to we're promoting the a fast that they are going on, rather, I should say. We're joining in with them. It's a 21-day fast. It's a 21-day fast, and we're going to participate. My brother, Pastor Parks, and I, the TTLO family, has decided to join in with this. Myself, Cornelius, and LaTanya and others have decided to join in on this fast that we have going on. And I just want to go real quick. It's called A Call to Prayer and Fasting. It's a 21-day fast. It starts Monday, January 9th. It's from Monday, January 9th through Sunday, January 29th. So that's Monday to Sunday. Monday, January 9th to Sunday, January 29th. The fast excludes the following. Corporately, so that, and we're going to say corporately, we are not eating or drinking the following items. No fried foods. Absolutely no bread, no soda. The only juice that you can drink is natural juice. Nothing from concentrate. Nothing that was concentrated has to be natural juice, meaning can you go behind to Mariano's or to Whole Foods and get you some fresh, unless you got a juicer at home, get you some fresh squeezed juice. No coffee at all. No coffee. No meat whatsoever. Nothing. No meat whatsoever. Nothing. Meaning nothing that was on top of the earth and running around. Nothing. If you're going to eat anything, it must come from the sea. And even then, it can't be fried. So it must. So you can do seafood. No junk food. I'm sure you know what that covers, but no junk food. And yes, gummy bears are considered, and fruit snacks.
Jesus!
Yes, fruit snacks are considered junk food.
Ah.
Yeah. And no sweets, okay? Absolutely no sweets.
Be careful when you say seafood, too.
Okay.
Because I don't want nobody to, every time they see food, they start. Be careful.
Don't eat everything you see.
Don't eat everything you see.
Yeah. So so that's what we are doing. That's what we're participating in. And I know a lot of people probably have questions. We sent out messages and stuff like that. So here's the deal. You have a couple of options. I am limited when it comes to seafood because I don't like. I'm not a fan of baked catfish.
Okay.
I do like baked salmon.
Okay.
I do like I can saute some shrimp. I can saute some salmon or whatever, or pan sear some salmon.
Yeah.
And those are pretty much my limitations. You can still do scallops and stuff
like that.
So that you can do.
Yeah.
But then you know what it is? You have to figure out a way to be able to change meals around. The best thing I can tell you to do is this, and this is just me. I'm not a dietitian, so you ain't got to believe nothing I'm telling you, but I'm just telling you what my process is going to be. In the mornings, I'm just going to have a smoothie.
Okay, that's good.
I'm going to make myself some sort of kale something smoothie with fruit and something in it, to, you know, a lot of greens, and put some apples over in there and strawberries or whatever, banana, and call it a day.
That's good.
That's my breakfast.
That's good.
Okay, so that and if you get a good smoothie, a good large smoothie in the morning, you good.
That's good.
Okay, and then if I get hungry during the day and between that and lunch, it's going to be some, you know, snacks, pistachios, you know, cashews, peanuts, any of that stuff. You can do that. For lunch, I know you're going to be like, you could be salad out. There's a million different variations of salad you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A million different variations of salads you could do. No, you cannot put croutons.
Yeah.
You cannot put croutons on your salad because it's bread.
It's bread.
And I like me a good crouton, trust me, but you cannot put it on your salad. So you got many, many different varieties of salads. Experiment with it. This is what you ought to do. You know what? Take you a trip to Panera Bread or Corner Bakery and look at all the different – matter of fact, you just got to go. Just go to their website. Look at all the different ingredients that they have, and then you just go to the store and get them yourself.
Also, and I think that's important too.
Yes.
I know we're talking about the eating aspect of it.
Yes.
But let's focus on the spiritual.
Absolutely. Yes,
people,
we'll get to that.
If,
go ahead.
If you're chiming in, if
uh-huh.
you're partnering with us, because this is a big challenge
to
all of us.
It is.
Let's refrain from sin as much as possible.
Yeah.
And sometimes, let me show you this, and this is an open fast, so the enemy already know you're fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, when you're fasting personally, you don't supposed to share
right.
with anyone.
But this is a corporate
but
one.
But this is a
it's
corporate.
Different. Right. This
it's
is different.
Different.
Right.
However, you got to make sure that you have a prayer life.
Yes.
Make sure you have meditation time.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you're washing your body thoroughly
mm-hmm.
from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure there's a personal cleansing taking place in your life daily. If it's okay with you, my brother,
go ahead.
I want us as TTLO,
mm-hmm.
each Monday, Wednesday, Friday that we on Why This Fast, at 12 o'clock, right after our theme,
mm-hmm.
after our introduction,
mm-hmm.
we're going straight into prayer.
Okay.
I think that since we're taking a stand with refraining,
yeah,
we're going to take a stand spiritually.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
I'm doing this for two purposes, y'all. One, that this is going to help me to adjust my eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
But then, two, there's some things I need God to do immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says some things only come by fasting and prayer.
Yeah.
And there's some people in my life that I need God to remove.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some people in my life I need God to bring back or even keep.
Okay.
And I don't want to go through the period of trying to figure out on my own
mm-hmm.
on what direction to go. I need God to order my steps.
Yeah.
The scripture said a good man's steps are ordered.
Yeah.
By the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired. I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of making decisions
mm-hmm.
based upon my own consciousness.
Ah, okay.
And
okay.
So now I need God to intervene
mm-hmm.
in a supernatural way
mm-hmm.
that I could honestly tell the Lord, I denied myself
mm-hmm.
and I removed myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God, you do what you do best.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever direction he lead me, then I am confident that this is the move of God.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so in the
good.
Season, make sure we include the city of Chicago. Make sure you include your local churches, pastors, leaders,
mm-hmm.
politicians. There are many things that we need to pray for that's causing a hindrance
mm-hmm.
to the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And it's time that the body of Christ to arise.
I like that.
It's time that we arise. And only way that we can arise, and I thank God for Pastor Reggie Royal,
mm-hmm.
because he's doing this.
Yeah.
Many other from local churches
are joining in.
They are.
And it's something that's necessary. I mean, because and it has to be the purpose of me doing the fast ain't got nothing to do with the food.
There you go.
For me.
There you go.
Because my fasting is for something different.
There
I got
go.
Some stuff going on with me.
There you go.
So my fasting, I'm participating in this. But that's my purpose behind
yeah.
the fast. So even if you don't need the food aspect
yeah.
of it, it's still a part of the process. Because watch this: when you deny yourself,
yeah,
when you deny yourself, it opens up your thinking.
Yeah,
it makes you ready to receive.
Yeah.
And watch this: it lets you hear the voice of God more clearer. When you're fasting,
yeah,
because you're not constantly being bombarded with all this other kind of stuff. When you empty yourself out,
uh-huh.
and you only allow God to operate, then you you make room for stuff like that. There are, and we're gonna make sure we get you guys some stuff. I was looking for, and I'm trying to pull it back up now. Let me see if I can do this. Yeah, here it is. There's a Bible study. For stronghold Bible verses, which is what
okay.
we would call for fasting. And you can definitely use them. I want to make sure I get this to you all. It's on BibleStudy.com. It's one of these, it's a very, very good resource. I put it on here. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. It's a very good resource for what it is we're talking about. And it's got anti-stronghold Bible verses. It has verses on here. So what you do is while you're fasting, you ought to be meditating.
So this is what you do, because what you don't want to do is, okay, I'm hungry, I need to go to a snack.
Wow.
Okay? I'm hungry, I need to go to a snack. No, maybe you need to go to the Word.
Yeah.
So you need to
Tanya
is going to post these anti-stronghold Bible verses to help you all during the fast. She's going to post it on the TTLO page. But it gives verses for, there's a bunch of verses for forgiveness of sins. John, 1 John, Titus, Psalms, Ephesians, Romans, Micah, Isaiah, Joel, Psalms, bunch of verses. Then there's a bunch of verses for deliverance that you're going to be using during this process. Then it breaks it down. It goes the verses about God's love and mercy on us. And then it takes it to the next step, God, the salvation, then his provisions. So you want to talk about his provisions. So if you really want to focus on this part of the fast, use these verses that speak on God's provisions,
wow,
of him providing for you. So we're going to post these on our page. And actually what we'll probably do, Tanya, instead of posting the whole link, we're going to just take some of these verses and we're going to put a verse up a day.
That's good.
On the TTLO page. That's what we're going to do. We're going to use these verses a day, and these are the verses that we're going to feed off of.
That's
during
good.
The course of the day. We'll put a morning verse up. We'll put we'll put a breakfast verse, a lunch verse,
that's
and
good.
A dinner verse.
That's
and
good.
For some of y'all that eat after 10 o'clock, we might put up
yeah.
a late but night, you know, snack verse.
I'm reading this book called
yeah.
Breakout by Joel Osteen. I made
okay.
a commitment to read a book a week.
Okay.
And in this book, I love Joel is is talking to us on how we don't receive
mm-hmm.
things from God because we ask God for small stuff.
Ah.
Sometimes we insult God with the small things we ask him to do.
Yeah.
And here, can I help you out?
Mm-hmm.
Stop asking God to do things in your life that you already have the capabilities of doing for yourself.
My.
Sometimes we ask God to do things in our life when we have the capability to do ourselves.
I just said that on Wednesday.
Wow.
At Bible study.
Wow.
One of the lessons that was being taught, and one of my responses were, we need to stop bothering God with stuff that he's already given us the power to handle ourselves.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
And, you know, we be thinking that the things that we really want God to do is too big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God never do it because you never ask him.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you know he's a big God? Just because he wake you up every morning?
Mm-hmm.
Because he started you on your journey?
But see,
God is bigger than that.
Satan likes to trick us into only asking for the little things, because then that's us putting limits on what God can do. He wants us to believe that we serve a not all-powerful God. So then what he'll say is, he'll say this to you. He'll say, man, just let me be, you know, you ask God, well, God, anoint me to preach.
Wow.
And God is saying, I anointed you to pastor.
Yeah.
And then you'll say, well, God, I just need I pray you get me this apartment. And God is saying, no, you got a house.
Wow.
See, so we need to ask boldly for things
boldly.
And stop asking, you know, God, first of all, God ain't Chase. Okay. This is what I love about God. He don't check your credit score. He don't check your credit. See, there's a difference between your credit score and your faith score. Come
yeah.
on, somebody. Don't
yeah,
miss this.
There you go.
There's a difference between your
yeah.
credit score and your faith score. Because God will see, the banks only go by what your credits say.
Talk.
But God looks at your faith, see,
yeah.
and God will say, okay, yeah, I know your God says this. I know TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax say no.
Yeah.
But your faith over
yeah.
the little things that I've given you
yeah.
says yes.
Yeah.
So watch this. I'm going to make them say yes.
That's good.
I'm going to make a provision for you
yeah.
based off of your faith, but you
yeah.
can't be afraid to ask him. And a lot of times Satan will trick us to say, well, you know you messed that up.
Yeah.
You know you messed that up over there.
Yeah.
So look here. When you pray, keep it right here and keep the prayer simple to what you can see today, not what you can envision tomorrow. So he'll have you trick yourself. Knowing you need $2,000.
Yeah.
You asking for 500.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And watch this.
That's
and because
good.
You ask in that direction, you only get that, and now you then a month later, here you go asking again.
You know what's
when
amazing.
God already opened the door for you.
You know what's amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Why we don't have what we have.
Mm-hmm.
We don't take God at his word. People of God, it's time that we start reminding God of his promises.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
You know, in order to activate the blessings from the Lord, in order to receive this open window of heaven, you got to remind God of his promises. And you know, I knew this, but I'm really, in this book, Breakout, I'm really getting it to the point that saying, man, I see why my life is continuing to be a seesaw. Because I don't believe to the full capacity what God wants me to believe. We think because it don't happen now that it's not going to happen. We think because we have a setback, it's not meant for us to have it. We feel because it didn't happen in this time period that we wanted to happen, God did not ordain it. God ordains through preservation. We got to persevere through everything that we go through. And a lot of times we don't have long suffering. We talked about that Wednesday. We don't have endurance power. We don't fight the good fight of faith. What we do, because it didn't happen the first time or and second time, and then the royal system, well, third time's the charm. And even if it don't happen, we give up. God wants to see your persistency. He wanted to see if you, this is something that you really want. Most times, something that you really want to happen, you fight for it.
That's true.
You fight for
that's,
it.
That's and, true.
And come
that's
on.
True.
Come on, Jacob.
That's true.
Come on, Jacob.
That's true. I ain't going to let you go until you bless me.
I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Even if it caused me to be handicapped, crippled, I'm not going to let you go. And a lot of times we let God go too easily because things don't happen the way we want to. That's why so many marriages fail. So many relationships go bad. That's why our credit scores the way they are. That's why we quit jobs because we can't deal with people. Listen, you're leaving for all the wrong reasons. What if God ordained you to be there and allowed you to go through the fiery trials? 1 Peter 4:12 Think it not strange that these fiery trials have come upon you. Things going to come in your life that you didn't even welcome to come.
That's true.
Some things come in your life when you didn't even do nothing wrong to receive them. But it's not your job to throw in the towel. It's not your job to quit. People of God, in this season, we cannot continue to quit. Most of us get at the end of the finish line and give up. You never seen victory. You never been able to celebrate a championship. You never been able to finish closure on a certain matter. The only closure you have is when you shut your mouth. No, there's some things that God wants. Listen, what he started in you, that he will complete. And a lot of times we get all messed up, upset, disgusted, because things are not happening in the perspective we want it to happen. And I want to tell you something. That's not of God.
That's good.
That's not of God.
That's good. Ms. Natasha Gates writes this. She says, our very own senses limit us. That's why he has us. That's why he has to suspend our senses in order for our faith to kick in.
I love it.
That's good.
I one of my addictions, bro, was horse racing.
Okay.
I used to gamble on horses.
Okay.
And the reason why I love horses, because there's no advantage.
Yeah.
They all out there, some bigger, some smaller.
But they're pretty much equal.
They're pretty much equal.
Mm-hmm.
And they all got one thing in common. They all have on blinders.
Yeah.
Regardless of who on top of them, leading them, still can't see no way but forward.
But forward. Okay. That's good.
And sometimes we got to learn
how to put blinders on.
To put blinders on and look full speed.
That's real good, cuz you are absolutely right. We need to put on some, and that was for me. Bless you for that. Cuz we need to put on some blinders so I can stop seeing stupidity.
Stop looking through your peripheral.
Let me just look ahead.
Look full speed ahead.
Right, cuz otherwise, you're absolutely right. I receive that. Amen. Yeah. Amen. My God, y'all, look here. We're going to jump right into this article. If that's okay, let me make sure
that's okay.
Let me get permission.
Make sure it's okay.
It's 1:34 now. I think we be. I'm gonna assume we're gonna be all right. Okay, ain't nobody said no, we ain't. So we gonna jump into you good. Here comes the response. I'm just asking the question. What? I'm asking. Look, okay, Gene, say no. All right. Anyway.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay,
yeah,
you good.
All right,
so we can go ahead. We good. We gonna knock this out, y'all. We don't like to not to do the article when we can. It's 7 keys to starting a new ministry, y'all. This article is on churchleaders.com. We're going to jump right into it. If you haven't already done so, please hit the share button. Hit the share button. If you haven't already done so, Facebook Live, Ustream, hit the share button. Please. Hit us with your questions, your comments. If you want to participate, if you got a question or a comment about any of the things that we've already talked about, you're more than welcome to call into the show. If you just want your voice to be heard over the airwaves, you can do that too. The phone number for the show is area code 347-934-0546 is the call-in number if you want to be a part of the show. Amen. Thank you to all of our new listeners today too. We got listeners, man, from all over the place. God bless you. Thank you so much. For all of the new listeners, I was laughing because I'm getting all these new requests on Facebook, and I told Tanya yesterday, I said I'm getting kind of big in Ghana. I'm getting requests from Ghana, and I'm, you know, first I'm thinking I have to check, make sure they ain't shady.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm like, oh no, they go, oh no, we follow you, and I'm being funny, but it's like we follow the show. Like,
oh wow,
okay,
wow,
from Ghana. So God bless you in Ghana. Bless you in Ghana. Amen.
Not Ghana.
You know what? See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? I want to go home now. We ain't got to do the article. I want to go home now. I just want to go home now. I can't even deal with doing it. Okay. The writer says 7 keys to starting in a new ministry. He says, are you starting to lead worship in a new church? Has God called you to a new ministry? It can be intimidating. He says, I've been working in music ministry for 30 years. Let me share what I've learned from my personal experience. Go ahead, Pastor. Number one.
God has called you and he has given you what you need to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
When God calls you, he gives you the ability to do the job. My first full-time church job was conducting and writing for a 100-voice choir and 25-piece orchestra.
Wow.
I was 27 years old and totally intimidated, but God was faithful. Time after time, I have seen the hand of God challenging me to the next level of the ministry that he has called me to.
Mm-hmm.
Trust God. He is with you. He will give you the ability to do what it is needed. I am certain that God has begun the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ returned. Philippians 1:6. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the most intimidating factors is that we don't believe that we've been qualified to do the job we interview for ourselves. Sometimes we see something, mm-hmm. a description, mm-hmm. and we feel that we're qualified to do it, but once we receive it,
yeah,
that's imps.
You could be overwhelmed.
You could be overwhelmed,
yeah.
Or imps, which mm-hmm. is those demonic attacks and spirits,
yeah,
try to make us feel like we're not qualified,
yeah,
to do this. But understand this, the Lord only gives you according to your ability.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
And so a lot of times we don't look at that scripture and believe that according to our ability, if God placed you in a position.
That's right.
Regardless, there's never a time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what hurts the body of Christ.
Yes.
Because you might be in an assignment for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You could be in an assignment for 5 years, 10 years. But make sure that the mission is completed or while you was there doing the assignment.
That's true.
And sometimes your assignment might not be able to take somebody over the hump. Maybe your assignment is to position them to get
just to take them there.
There you go.
Like Moses.
There you go.
Your position.
There you go.
Your position is to get me to the gate. It's not to walk me through to the other side.
There you go.
That's good.
You're hitting it right on here.
That's good. Number two, it says, take time to know the pastoral staff. It says, this is a team that God has called you to work with. Go for coffee with them. Get to know them as individuals. They are great people with great hearts. Learn to love them. If you can have a weekly meeting with the lead pastor, you need to know his heart and vision, and you need his support and help. I believe this with any ministry that you start in a church. You need to know the people or the pastor. You need to be intimate with the pastor, meaning having intimate knowledge of what his vision is.
Yeah, definitely.
Intimate knowledge of what his vision is, and make sure that what you are doing is walking along lockstep with his vision,
yeah,
and not going in a different direction.
Yeah.
You have to, and little simple stuff. Just go for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Not next week, but go for a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
After the 29th.
And it's sad to say that
yeah.
people don't understand how powerful that is.
Mm-hmm.
Just take your time out to get to know a person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that we're being common with you.
Right.
It's just we're getting to know each other, likes, dislikes, and how we operate and how. See, I can be in the pulpit in straight pastor mode,
mm-hmm.
straight preaching mode.
Mm-hmm.
But truth of the matter, when I'm not in the pulpit, I am a different person.
Yeah.
Because there's a different oil that's flowing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
at this particular time.
That is true.
And I don't want the people to think that we're so busy that mm-hmm. we can't take the time out to even have a cup of coffee with you.
That's true. Look, something simple, man.
Something simple.
Something simple. That's good. Let's go. Number three.
Make a list of songs that the congregation have sung over the last year.
Mm.
Start where the congregation currently is. Find the songs they have been singing that also works for you. You never want to sing a bunch of songs that the congregation doesn't know.
That's awesome.
And that's true.
And you need to know that.
Yeah.
Even and this is for somebody new. You just walked in the door.
Yeah.
You need to know what they've been doing before you try to implement.
Exactly.
You could have a lazy congregation.
Yeah.
You know, you could have a congregation that just want to be sung to.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So it's like, okay, you know, so we need to figure out what can I do to get them involved? Or you can have a congregation that's very active and they like being able to follow along, so you need to be able to present songs that they feel like they can follow along with.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. You have to. That's crazy.
Good.
It's crazy not to. Because you create problems where there shouldn't be any.
Definitely.
You really do. You really do. Number four says, make a list of all the musicians and singers and learn all their names. Wow.
Mm.
The worship team or choir and orchestra is your flock. Your spiritual responsibility. Learn to know them. Find out what they do and like as individuals. Learn their names. Learn to love them. He says, recently I asked each worship team to be my friend on Facebook. Then I used their Facebook pictures to make a list so I could memorize their faces and names.
That's good.
You can't work with people and not be able to call them by their name.
That's true.
Especially in that setting.
Yeah, that's your core.
It is.
That's your core.
It is. Now, it's no different than you know all your deacons on your deacon board.
That's right.
So you ought to know the people that's up helping usher, you know, helping people usher people into worship.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
You need to. Because the truth of the matter, those are the people that make preaching made easy.
They really do.
They set the atmosphere for you.
They really do.
To get and if you got that great musician staff, singers, it really does a major difference in the church. I think every pastor appreciates a good music ministry.
Yes, they do. They should.
They should.
They should. If they haven't already, they should.
Yeah.
They should. Come on, number five.
Number five, get to know the culture of the church. This is important.
Whew.
Every church is different. Their music is different. Their worship is different. You need to adapt to their culture. Sometimes it's not the congregation that needs change. Sometimes it's us. Find out what the church does well and embrace it. Also, but also learn where they need to improve and slowly work on change.
There you go.
That's good. See,
there you go.
Now this is
there you go.
And I think we talked about
this. Yes, we did.
On many occasions.
Yep.
And I always go back to my flow of worship style when I was at Greater St. John.
Mm-hmm.
How they are contemporary and tradition, and you know I have a blend, but I love worship.
Okay.
But I was trying to take the church somewhere.
That they weren't ready to go.
They weren't ready to go.
Yeah.
And so I was stuck on the island all by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And can I be honest with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Just because you are a worshiper, that don't mean you're more spiritual than one that's traditional.
Ha! That's good.
I'm serious.
That's educational. That's good.
It doesn't mean it's just a style, different style of worship.
Mm-hmm.
Truth of the matter. It don't make you no more deeper. Just because you speak in tongue and I speak in English don't mean that we're separate or on different levels.
Mm-hmm.
It really don't.
Yeah.
We just, God has given us all different gifts.
That's good. That's good. Let's keep it going. Number six, make changes slowly. It says congregations traditionally don't like a lot of change, but it's amazing how much you can change a congregation and worship team if you're willing to do it slowly.
Slowly.
Think long term and think months and years instead of weeks.
Yeah. And
there it goes again. Yeah.
That was the ouch for me, y'all, because when you come from a progressive church,
yep.
has a great choir and praise team,
yep.
a wonderful band.
Yep.
To no music, it was a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And so because I felt it was a need that we get music, sometimes I felt I was putting the church in a bad situation because we need to hire a musician.
Okay.
And sometimes you just got to adapt with their culture
mm-hmm.
and to have the style of worship and improve slowly,
mm-hmm.
critique slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be over aggressive
mm-hmm.
to try to make change be evident in your life. Here, mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they will take up the attitude and the spirit of this leader.
Mm-hmm.
First, they got to trust the leader.
Mm-hmm.
If they see that you don't have a sense of direction, whether you're a pastor or even a worship leader,
mm-hmm.
the people that you're following, if they see that you're more confused than they are, you lost them.
Yeah.
I'm serious. If
yeah.
you're not confident in your own gift, you lost them.
Mm-hmm.
And being confident now, let me help you. Being
hope
confident
me. Uh-huh.
is not being arrogant.
That's true.
Don't you still got to remain humble.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be able to bear fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You could be the greatest director.
That's true.
Directress or singer.
That's good.
And nobody want to operate with you.
That's good. That's good.
Because you're cocky.
That's real good. That's real good. Come on, get that last one.
Number seven. Go mm-hmm. for it. When all is said and done, you have a job to do. They have asked you to lead because they think that you're the best person for the job. Lead with boldness. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear. God is with you. Go for it. That's Joshua right there. Yeah, that's Joshua chapter 1. Listen, I want to say to all you guys, this is year 2017. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst that could happen?
Mm.
If you have not ever attempt to do nothing, what's the worst that ever could happen? Listen, it is either going to be a immediate success
mm-hmm.
or a slow process with success. Don't look at it as being failure. Listen, it may take you many of times to get it right, but God be the glory. Make sure you stay in the race.
Yeah.
A lot of times we want to win instant.
Instantly,
you know, there's
yeah.
some things, instant stuff I don't like.
Mm.
I don't like instant coffee. I don't like instant rice. I don't like instant oatmeal. I don't like instant grits because some of that stuff I wanted to simmer. I wanted to slow
mm-hmm.
process.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I love food better in the oven
mm-hmm.
than I do the microwave.
Yeah, that's come on.
And because there's something about the slow cook.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say this to you guys. When you are going through the fire slowly, God is shaping you. He is polishing you into a place that you won't get broken. And a lot of times we jump out the fire premature, and that's why we keep bending. That's why we keep breaking. That's why we are out of alignment, because the process has not been fulfilled. And let God fulfill the process. You know, I believe we have some of the greatest musicians in the city of Chicago. I believe we have some of the great worship leaders and singers. I just believe some of us need to start tying the loose ends.
That's it. That's good.
You got to start tying the loose ends.
Yeah.
And the sad part is, stop sending people off.
Mm.
You know that they're not ready.
Send off missions.
Yeah, you know they're not ready. Sometimes we call it tough love. We send them off so they can come back hurt.
No.
They won't even operate in the fullness that they can, in
yeah.
the capacity they are, because they're hurt and broken.
Yeah.
You know, this 2017, go for it, y'all. Go for it.
I love it. I love it. Look, y'all, this is a good article, man. We had a good conversation, man. It's been a good week again. Another good week. First week of the year.
Yeah.
It's been awesome. Been awesome. Thank y'all so much, man, for y'all listening. Thank y'all so much for the emails, for the comments on Facebook Live. For those of you watching on Ustream, it's been absolutely awesome. We really appreciate you guys. Look, we're going to keep giving you guys updates on the fast. Monday is the first day.
Yeah.
Monday is the first day. So, look, whatever you got to do, whatever your favorite restaurant is, you better hit it up this weekend. Look, you better, man, and look, and they keep that, and they show you how the devil works. They've been posting stuff, man. I saw that picture, that video. You see that video I posted,
yeah,
man, of that,
man,
bacon wrap burrito?
Yeah,
my
man.
God in heaven,
it,
I saw that thing.
It looked good.
Oh, Lord, I got to get me one for Monday. But look, there's so much stuff going on. Real quick, we want to send our prayers. I just got this news thing come across my computer screen. In Fort Lauderdale, there's an airport shooting where 5 people have been killed at the airport in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It says officials say that 5 people are dead following a shooting at Fort Lauderdale Airport. Terminal 2 was evacuated. 8 people were injured and transported to an area hospital in Broward County. The shooter is in custody. The mayor said a lone shooter was responsible for the attack.
Wow.
So, yeah, this happened roughly about 12:55 Eastern time.
Wow. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. So we going to definitely want to keep them in our prayers. Go ahead and pray us out, man, so we can get out of here.
Father in heaven, we thank you, God, and how we honor you. God, this has been a great week for us, and it has been supernatural. But, God, I just want to take the time to touch the people that's in Florida, God, the families that have been victimized with the senseless act of killing violence. God, even the shooter, God, we pray for his soul, his heart, God. And even though, God, some may be angry and some may be unforgiven, our mission is to love regardless, God. And sometimes that's one of the hardest things to do, God. But we trust you enough that you can heal every open wound, God, that you can be a comfort to us, God. And so, God, even my brother and I, as we continue to be on this journey, as we prepare our minds and spirits for Monday to partake in something supernatural, because we're expecting some great things to take place. God, every person that's across the land that's partnered with us, even Lifeline Church, God, even Pastor Reggie Royal, for the vision, we thank him, God. And now, God, we pray that you release the supernatural on our lives. And, God, we thank you for the opportunity, even our voice to be heard across this nation.
Yes.
God, we love you and we honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, it's been wonderful. What you got going this weekend, Doc?
Man, listen, tomorrow I'm excited.
What you got?
I'm playing a basketball game tomorrow.
Well, okay, where is that?
It's going to be on 142nd and Dante at New Life Church.
Okay.
Softball teams, we get together in the offseason and have a basketball tournament. So it's a 40 and older game. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
I'm excited to do that tomorrow. And then, you know, I'm a rest. Got the kids, going to spend time with them as well. So I'm excited for this weekend because I need to rest. I want to be ready for Sunday morning. I got a word out of this world that I believe the Lord has given me. It's called flash flood warning.
Flash flood warning. I like that.
Man,
like
the
that.
Lord is about to flood us.
That's good.
It's a flash flood warning.
That's awesome. That's real good. That's real good. Real quick, too, I forgot. Condolences to our producer Latanya. She lost her grandmother on her father's side of the family.
Latanya.
She lost her grandmother, and that funeral is going to be this Saturday. So I needed to say that. We definitely want to keep that family in our prayers. She lost her grandmother on her father's side. We definitely want to keep her family in our prayers. And then I started back bowling on Saturday.
We've been off for 2 weeks. Results. Matter of fact, that's in Calumet City, right?
I'm in Burr Oak.
Burr Oak.
Yes, right. That's not. It's 127.
Yeah. So okay. What time?
We started 2.
Okay. You there for no?
At least till at least 6.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna stop by.
Hey, come on through.
I'm in Calumet City, so
come on through. Come on through. Yeah. Just come on in.
I just want to see you do your dance. I want to see you.
Look, I literally ain't bowled since 2 weeks ago, and I ain't been on a Wednesday or nothing, so ain't no telling what. I'm make sure I get that bright and early Saturday so I can get all my practice throws in, because Lord have mercy knows what might happen on Saturday afternoon. So, yeah, come on through, y'all. Come on through. That's where I'll be at, and we'll be having a good time. Look, y'all, it's been wonderful. Y'all stay warm, because it's freezing up here in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah.
It's cold up yonder out here. But y'all stay blessed, man. Y'all have been awesome. Y'all have treated us wonderful. We appreciate y'all. And like what my brother says, 2017, go forward, go forward, go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. Y'all stay blessed, man. We out of here. T-T-L-O. Peace.
Peace.
Yep.
Tell somebody he is wonderful. Now put your preaching voice on. Say he is wonderful. There are a lot of things I could not do for myself, but he did them for me. Tell somebody he is wonderful.
I brought my own shout with me. I just thought about it. I dare you to think about how wonderful he is. Isaiah said his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. Look at somebody, say the Everlasting Father. Somebody just holler wonderful. I told y'all that was the word of the year. Look to your right and your left, say wonderful. May your week be wonderful. May the rest of your year be wonderful.